Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, March 18th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon signed five bills into law yesterday. One includes $10.5 million for the state's property tax refund program for homeowners who qualify for more than one tax exemption. It also says the smallest exemption gets applied first and updates the home's assessed value for the next. Another changes how bonuses are calculated for investment staff in the state treasurer's office. Gordon has until midnight on Friday to take action on the bills remaining on his desk. Chronic wasting disease has been confirmed on a fourth feed ground in the Cowboy State. The Horse Creek feed ground near Hoback is in the Jackson region. It's one of two cases announced yesterday by Wyoming Game and Fish as the disease continues to encroach on the Jackson herd's 10,000 elk and spread throughout the state, threatening moose, elk, and deer. The other case was detected near Cody. It's the fourth confirmed instance of CWD on an elk feed ground in the state over the past 3 months. Carcasses on feed grounds near Pinedale and Bondurant have also tested positive. Before December, the 100% easily transmissible brain disease had not been detected on any of the state's 22 elk feed grounds. Wyoming Game and Fish says the confirmed cases were anticipated, but not at the rate that they're being detected now. The winter's rapid detections mean the disease is more widespread than previously thought. A town hall in Lincoln County grew tense last week as Wyomingites met with their lone U.S. representative, Harriet Hageman. KHOL's Dante Filpula Ankney reports the state's political divide was on display.
Attendance is rising at congressional town halls across the country, like at Afton's Civic Center last week, where about 250 people heard Hageman tout efforts such as preserving a rural postal service and delisting the grizzly bear. One man stood beneath the doorway at the back of the room and began asking about Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency before he was drowned out.
My concern is an unelected builder who is having impact.
Hageman defends her support of the task force she says has saved $105 billion. A handful from Teton County occasionally heckled Hageman over mass federal firings and the gutting of USAID, but most attendees seem to be on board with changes under Trump. Steve Pape lives in Thane. He likes Hageman's support of the Laken Riley Act, signed into law in January. It requires the detention of undocumented immigrants accused of theft or violent crime.
I don't know how you get past the Democrat Party want to protect illegals and letting illegals come in.
Dante Fabla-Inkney, KHOL News.
Hageman's town halls continue in bags today with more stops in southern and eastern Wyoming every day this week. The Trump administration announced a new task force yesterday to boost housing on federal land. The announcement comes as many cities across the Mountain West struggle with housing affordability. Rachel Cohen has more.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner and Department of Interior Secretary Doug Burgum announced the idea in a video posted to Platform X. Here's Burgum.
Our federal lands are an incredible asset on America's balance sheet, and we've been discussing how we can efficiently and effectively steward these underutilized areas to solve our nation's affordable housing crisis.
Outlined in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, they argue much of the Interior Department's 500 million acres are suitable for residential use. They plan to work with local officials in places where housing is most needed and potentially transfer or lease land to states or localities. This concept of using federal land for housing is not entirely partisan. President Joe Biden opened up some federally owned parcels for housing, including near Las Vegas. But critics say it could be a slippery slope and should come with guardrails to ensure affordability and protect the environment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Wildland firefighter advocates are celebrating the permanent pay raises included in a larger funding bill just passed by Congress. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has reactions.
For several years, federal wildland firefighters have anxiously watched Congress to see if legislators would pass permanent raises or simply extend temporary raises again. But with the passage and signing of a continuing resolution last week, the Groundhog Day situation came to an end. And the raises will be substantial, as large as 42% jumps in base pay, along with up to $9,000 annually in response pay.
This is huge.
That's Reva Duncan, a retired Forest Service firefighter and vice president of Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, which has fought for the raises and other reforms for years. The Government Accountability Office has cited low pay as a key factor in the Federal Fire Service's recruitment and retention problems.
We're really hoping that this helps significantly.
But Duncan is also worried about the implications of the mass firings of federal workers, including many at public lands agencies that play key roles supporting wildfire response. Temporary reinstatements have been ordered, but Politico has recently reported that thousands more layoffs are likely at the Forest Service alone. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Casper Spuds baseball team co-owner recently got to sing the national anthem for a national team. Oil City News reports Christy Hack was selected from an audition video for the Savannah Bananas game versus the Party Animals in Georgia. The team is sort of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. They play their partner teams with a sense of flair and musical comedy. A Wheatland High School graduate has earned his Wings of Green credentials at the United States Air Force Academy. The PC Record Times reports J.P. Anderson is in his second year at the Academy. His new credentials allow him to begin training for the Wings of Blue parachute team. Only 25 cadets are selected to train each year. A Bighorn County School District No. 1 employee and the district itself were recipients of the first ever Wyoming School of Distinction Award. The Lovell Chronicle reports the University of Wyoming School of Education gives the award to a school that has made significant differences for students. Sally Bernheisel was recognized for her work and ingenuity in developing, fostering, and growing a mentorship program for students. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. The largest living dune system in the U.S. is right here in Wyoming. What is its name? Send your answers to this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com, and we'll name winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.